Congratulations to our latest winner of the Impossible Question this morning.
Tiffany Clemens. The average American experiences this about 30 times a week. It's spam calls.
My guess on what the answer was indecision on what to eat.
Oh, huh. 30 times a week. Wow.
That's literally almost every meal for me. So, I go to bed at night thinking, what am I going to eat tomorrow?
So yesterday, after Anna and I went to go vote, I asked Anna, I said, do you mind if I just run through the drive-thru real quick? But, you know, we were coming back to work. I said, I need to get some food.
Was this a chain or a local?
This was a chain restaurant, fast food restaurant. Okay. And so, you know, she and I are talking. And so I order my food and
Now, let's back up. You don't eat out really that much.
I try not to eat out a lot because, I mean, it's money, you know, and if I have leftovers at home, why not bring those leftovers?
You know? Tend to plan your lunches pretty well, and I got to compliment you.
Thank you. You
eat out very little and save a ton of money because of that.
I try to.
Yeah.
And so she and I are talking in the drive-thru. And so I was like, okay, I'm just going to order chicken nuggets and I'll order a meal. So I get chicken nuggets, french fries, and a drink. And they tell me my total was just under $10. And I said, what? Of course, I was like, okay, sure. And so then as I'm in line and I'm thinking through this, I'm like, the longer I sat and thought about it, the more I was just blown away by the fact that I spent
let me back
$10.
Up. I got a couple of questions. How many nuggets were in your order?
10.
Okay, so it wasn't like a massive family size.
No.
What size were the fries?
I don't know. Whatever came with it. Medium, large, I don't know.
And was this a specialty drink? Did it have ice cream in it or something?
No.
This was just like a fountain drink.
It was a tea. Okay, so I'm thinking, usually I will pick something cheap on the menu because I don't like to spend a lot of money.
I'll eat something I don't even want.
Oh.
Just because it's cheap. I'll be like, well, I guess I'll eat that burger I don't even like.
See, I will pick something I like. But I don't want to spend a lot of money on something that I don't need to spend a lot of money on. And so, call me cheap, I don't know. But, I mean, this is the way I can save money. And so, I come back to work, and I'm eating this. And I'm just, the more I think, the more I'm like, I cannot believe. And so, everybody that walked by, I was
like, you were holding court in the break room. And the way our break room is set up, it's in a hallway. So if you're coming in or out of our building from the parking lot, you walk by the break room.
Yeah.
If you need to use the restroom facility, you will walk by our break room.
Yeah.
So everybody, because this was lunchtime,
Everybody's
coming and going, washing their hands, coming in and out. And so you're like, everybody that walked by, you acknowledge them. Hey, how are you doing?
Do you know
that I paid almost $10? You know, and I was cracking up.
And then Bill comes in, and I mean everybody, and nobody was safe from my shock of how much money I spent, and I spent it. I spent it willingly. I didn't, you know. I mean, it was my choice.
Well, you know what's funny? A different chain restaurant used to offer a box of nuggets. And I want to say it was 10 nuggets, and it was a dollar.
Not yesterday.
Now, that other restaurant's drinks are way more expensive.
Uh-huh.
Like, their drinks are $2-$2.50.
Yeah, I mean, it totally depends. The deals depend on where you're at, whatever.
I used to order from that restaurant a lot because a place I worked was next door to one of those. And I would walk over, get my food, and come back and eat it in the break room. And I remember it being like right at $5 for fries, 10 nuggets, and a drink. And it was years that 10 nuggets was a dollar.
Well, we got some inflation going on.
Well, that's true.
And, I mean, I don't know, because it's not like I've not bought this meal before, but I guess I don't know if the price just went up yesterday or I don't know, but I was blown away and everybody had to hear about it and everybody joined in. I mean, everybody was blown away by it or at least, you know, fed into my thing that I had going on. I said, I could have gone to a nice sit down restaurant and had a meal better than this and it probably would have been the same price.
Or only
a
couple of bucks more.
I cannot believe that is how much money that cost. And so today, I am not going back to that fast food restaurant. I'm going to have to start saving my pennies just because, you know, I like to budget things.
Is it going to make you real mad?
What? Oh, yeah, then you go to lunch somewhere else.
I went to a different chain restaurant because I looked at you and laughed and said, I'm about to walk out this door and go to a different chain restaurant and get two huge sandwiches, and it will cost me barely $6. I'll eat one now and I'll have the other later. I ate that sandwich, was more than full, put the other one in the fridge. I came in here this morning and my breakfast was the other sandwich.
Yeah, well, did you get fries?
I ate two whole meals for $6.
Did you get fries? Did you get a drink?
I'm not a big fry guy, and I brought my own drinks.
Okay, so if you would have got both of those. See, I didn't have any of that. I needed the full meal yesterday. I needed, air quotes.
You don't even drink tea hardly ever.
I know.
I'm really
just a water drinker, but it was with the meal. It was included with it. Maybe I would have saved like 42 cents if I would have gotten just the chicken nuggets and the fries.
No, ordering them separately would have cost
it
more.
It would have. You're probably right.
Been $12 for nuggets and a fry.
$10. Man.
Well, prices have gone up.
Yeah.